The last time we spoke to Christine Tobin on Culture File, she'd been coaxing W.B. Yeats down a back alley and onto the stage of a dimly lit jazz club. Her album Sailing to Byzantium was the fruit of that liaison, and now she's turned her attention to another grand old rhymer, Leonard Cohen, to see if some of his best-known songs might yield new twinkles when given jazz arrangements. I spoke to Christine Tobin about her long-standing relationship with the songs of Leonard Cohen and why she doesn't want to hear them in a stadium, but I began by finding out what might attract a jazzer to simple, shiny gems such as Suzanne.
Exotic chords are not always the thing that attracts a jazz musician. Because I'm a singer, I suppose, I use the meaning of the words and the sound of the words to trigger something in my imagination that I think that will give me, you know, that conjures up a certain type of harmonic sound or, you know, a different kind of picture. For me, they conjure up memories of, you know, when you're in your late teens or mid-teens, sitting around, you know, with a gathering sort of late at night and somebody has a guitar and, you know, they start off a Leonard Cohen song and then everybody joins in. So they're quite nostalgic for a lot of people. They bring them back to their youth.
Suzanne takes you down to a place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you got no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover.
His voice was really unique, just that deep, deep sound. And I thought he sounded quite sad, but very soulful and very, I imagined he was a very kind person. And I thought I really liked him. I was only about 10, but I did have a picture of Mr. Spock from Star Trek on my wall as well. And I was into Leonard Cohen, so I probably was a little bit strange early on.
I cannot follow you, my love. You cannot follow me. I am the distance you put between all of the moments we will be. You know who I am. You've stared at the sun.
You Know Who I Am is a very important song for me, and I've often said it's kind of like it's been like a soundtrack in my life, because it's a song that I internalized and that I learned very early on. Like I think I was about 10 or so. And you know, when you learn something when you're a kid, it just stays with you. And I had no idea what the words meant, or no strong idea, but I was intrigued by them.
Sometimes I need you naked. Sometimes I need you wild.
It sounds like the end of a love affair to me. And I imagine he was in love with somebody, but it came to an end and he had to move on. But this person had helped him to grow enormously and change as a man. And but it was just that sad parting where you have to part, even though you may still love somebody. It's just the end of your time with that person, and life moves on to a new beginning. That's one of my theories. It was very poignant for me, because I had a dream about it one night, and I woke up after a dream, and I had just split up with somebody who I'd been with for a very long time, first very long relationship I had, and I woke up with the words, you know, going through my head, and for some reason it seemed to me I really understood, I really felt I knew what the song meant. And it really made sense of what I was going through as well in my own life. So it's been that sort of, it's kind of been like a constant friend, I call that song. I really do love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. The last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder.
Accordion, I thought, would be a good texture in there because rather than have piano, I wanted the accordal instrument. And I thought accordion would be quite interesting and give it a different sonic kind of quality, open it out sort of into maybe a more worldly type of sound. And, you know, I think it works quite well, especially on things like Suzanne and Famous Blue Raincoat. And the accordionist is Hugh Warren, who I've worked with. He was in the first band I had. You might be aware of him from playing with the wonderful folk singer June Tabor.
See him perform on his most kind of recent round of concerts?
I have to put my hands up now and admit that I haven't, which I know is disgraceful. But I really like seeing, I don't like going to big arenas. And I prefer to see someone perform in a space, say, the size of Ronnie Scott's. But when you get into the O2 arena or really big venues, and you end up watching somebody on a big TV screen and your neck is turned around, straining your neck to see somebody instead of, you know, I don't know, I find it, I'm waiting till he comes around for tea. Tea and oranges, and maybe he'll give me a private performance.
Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Christine Tobin and the music of Leonard Cohen there, and that album is called A Thousand Kisses Deep. And Christine will be playing Cohen live in the National Concert Hall Dublin on the 23rd of September, nch.ie, for tickets.